This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Frustration among House Republicans concerning the continuing impeachment inquiry boiling over yesterday as a couple of dozen GOP members barged into the secure room where the depositions were being heard. They were complaining that Democrats are leading a secretive investigation.
Voting members of Congress are being denied access from being able to see what's happening behind these closed doors where they're trying to impeach the President of the United States.
That's Minority Whip Steve Scalise, the Louisiana Republican. Only members of three House committees that are conducting the inquiry, including Republican members of those panels, are allowed to take part in the depositions. Despite planned blackouts to reduce wildfire risk, the Kincade Fire, being fueled by 70-mile-an-hour winds, is currently raging in California's wine country, forcing evacuations. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
British police now believe the 39 bodies found in a container truck east of London yesterday belonged to migrants, and that the truck originated in Bulgaria, entering the UK through a Welsh port this past weekend. They have an Irish man in custody, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says of the discovery,
This is an unimaginable tragedy and truly heartbreaking.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says Turkey's invasion of northern Syria has, quote, put everyone in a terrible situation. Esper saying before a NATO meeting in Brussels today, the invasion has jeopardized the gains that had been made against ISIS. The Washington Nationals going home just two wins away from a World Series championship. The Nats crushing the Astros 12-3 last night in Houston. Game three is tomorrow evening in D.C. A new survey by Adobe Analytics finds 40% of U.S. adult drivers are now leaning towards buying a self-driving car. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg was on Capitol Hill yesterday answering questions at a hearing about the social media platform's plans for cryptocurrency called Libra. Zuckerberg saying they won't move forward with it without federal approval. Here's more on his appearance on Capitol Hill from USA Radio's Wendy King.
During the hearing before the House Financial Services Committee, Zuckerberg tried to ease concerns that Facebook would attempt to skirt U.S. regulations to launch the cryptocurrency. Previously, U.S. regulators, including Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, expressed concern that Libra could present issues related to privacy, money laundering, consumer protection, and financial stability. Lawmakers questioned Zuckerberg about litigation involving Facebook's purported violations of the Fair Housing Act, how the company plans to protect users' financial and personal information, and how the company plans to handle diversity and inclusion among its employees. I'm Wendy King.
And whistleblower Edward Snowden says he can assure those who think otherwise that aliens have not contacted Earth and chemtrails aren't real. The former NSA contractor who leaked information about massive government surveillance programs said he had access to some of the nation's most closely guarded secrets and found nothing to back up such conspiracy theories. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Hey, time to stop and check around. You know, as my old friend used to say, because sometimes stop yourself before you wreck yourself. And, boy, that seems to be the case in D.C. with all the madness that continues here. We're going to have Horace Cooper on with us in just a moment to talk about this, you know, from the legal standpoint. Because these are the questions that many Americans are having, is going, how can the Democrats get away with doing, you know, the kind of things that they're doing, the very thing that they rejected themselves. It's interesting that, you know, not that long ago with the Bill Clinton impeachment, they were claiming foul when Republicans were doing certain things. But they have, like, taken it to a whole nother measure, have they not? Seems like to me do something like that. They say, well, it's like a grand jury. We don't have a grand jury. You know, grand juries are grand juries. That is a specific, class, a specific process that takes place when things are with a grand jury behind closed doors and nothing's leaked out, supposedly. But here, because the way Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are doing it, they're kind of making the rules as they go along. And I don't blame, Republicans for storming the skiff. Yeah, there was a little bit of a problem, by the way. It was reported, how rude of them to go ahead and, kind of storm the building, so to speak, because as was referred to, that this has become a star chamber. I mean, this is all dangerous stuff. You talk about a compromise of the Constitution, and constitutionalists are having a hard time, trying to fit a round peg in a square hole and make sense out of this to say, okay, I could see where this might work, and you could argue the case, but what they have done here is they have obliterated the lines, and they don't care. I mean, this is how desperate the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi have become, because, let's go back and think about one of the whole predicates of all this. Some have said, this is worse than than Watergate. Well, Horace Cooper is joining us now, so he can straighten this all out. Former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Horace, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, it's great to be on the program.
Well, I'll tell you, America wants to know, Horace, how are the Democrats able to get away with these antics? I mean, it's closed-door hearings. Some of them calling it a star chamber. And you have the Republicans, storm the Citadel, so to speak. Of course, some of the freshmen freshman congressmen were, you know, didn't know the rules, and they made a mistake. You might say the first mistake was going in through a closed door session, but they brought in some cell phones, and it was like, oh my gosh, you know, they brought in some cell phones. I didn't know better. Those phones were captured right away and set aside where they needed to be. But, you know, the whole principle here of what they're doing, the Democrats seem to be, you know, writing up new laws and new procedures from the seat of their pants. Is this legal?
Well, this is, I think, a very good example of what putting the cart before the horse looks like.
Hmm.
Instead of saying, we as a full body believe that there have been high crimes and misdemeanors committed, and we would like to formally start that investigation and have it authorized by the entire body, the House of Representatives. Instead of doing that, the Speaker said she's just announcing that such an inquiry is in place. And, curiously, a committee that never existed for almost the entirety of the existence of the House of Representatives, the House Intelligence Committee, a select committee, is going to take the lead on it. We were told that that was being done because the nature of the allegations required particular care in not making how the information was obtained would be released or who some of the additional parties are. But instead of that, every single one of the witnesses, we have heard their names, and they have been leaking information. And when those House members showed up, it turned out that there was no intelligence-related conversation happening or even being contemplated. Mm-hmm. So why are we using the Intelligence Committee? The only purpose for that is because the standard operating procedures of the Intelligence Committee is to not disclose what types of activities are occurring. The Intelligence Committee's responsibilities are to make sure that our intelligence community is operating in a manner consistent with the norms of our Constitution and our Republic, and to make sure that there's accountability. It was not created for policymaking. It was not created, certainly, for as a tool of controlling or exercising the legislative chamber's prerogatives as the Article I institution. That's not its purpose. That's not its rationale. And in fact, before this year, that had never been any contemplated use for it. This is ahistorical. This is inconsistent with the constitutional system that is set in place. And yet, when that is brought to their attention, they say you're just complaining about the process because you don't like what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not an investigative tool, are
That's
they?
That's correct. That's correct.
Right.
That's not their purpose. That's not their design. That's not the particular skill set that they bring to the table. They are located in a skiff, and they are also operationally in tune to bring people to speak and make presentations without the public understanding who they are or what they're saying. This is essential when you're talking about intelligence operations. This particular claim has little to do with our national security and everything to do with it being a useful way to hide what they are doing in the hope that they can dig up some information. If, in fact, the House of Representatives does believe that there's a likelihood that impeachable offenses have occurred, they should hold a vote, and that should be formalized what committees are going to have the jurisdiction to carry out the constitutional obligations of the Congress.
What sort of precedent is this setting, Horace?
Well, that's what's really, really disturbing. essentially, any speaker from this day forward who has a policy dispute with the president may, in fact, just announce that certain types of investigations and call them an impeachment inquiry are being undertaken, and then breach the normal power and prerogative of the executive to proclaim executive privilege. This technique limits that, and they are going to rue the fact that they're setting this precedent for other presidents down the road.
Well, they already rued Harry Reid's nuclear option that got blasted back on them, and that's how we got Justice Kavanaugh. We've got more Ann Gorsuch for that matter.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
fresh and independent we are. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper continues with us, former constitutional law professor. Horace, I liked what the former Senator Robert Torricelli had to say yesterday on Fox, and that is that the bar for impeachment should be high. You know, there's only been two in recent memory that we're considering here, you know, in the case of Richard Nixon and also in Bill Clinton. But there were clear crimes that have taken place. In this particular case, I mean, to hear the Democrats, they're saying what's happened here is worse than Watergate. And I go, how can it be worse than Watergate when you're talking about an incident where there was an actual crime that took place and, you know, the person, you got the perpetrator, and then now it's so upside down that the victim, which happens to be the Trump campaign, his team, his campaign literally was invaded and attacked, and now he's the one being, you know, being attacked by the Democrats saying that there was a foul here. I mean, you've got to twist your logic upside down in such a manner that you have to suspend reality.
So, in the case of Nixon, we were told that an abuse of power had occurred, a cover-up, obstruction, false statements, and other ancillary federal crimes that had happened on the parts of other people were involved in the cover-up. This was broadly wrapped together in the rubric of an abuse of power. Mm-hmm. What would you call it if a president of the United States weaponized the intelligence community, coordinated with a political campaign, and sought to influence the outcome of a political election of the race or election for the presidency of the United States? There is significant evidence that that is what ended up happening in 2016. One of the things that Senator Grassley and Senator Graham are asking for a report from the Department of Justice is they want to see the transcript and the notes that were taken by the agents assigned to brief the Clinton campaign, yep, and the Trump campaign, mm-hmm, with regard to Russian interference. And they want to see that that information was identical, because it is likely that is not true. And if that is the case, don't we have in the development, the rollout, and the weaponization exactly under the Obama administration what it was that we claimed was so severe and so serious under the Nixon administration?
Exactly. Well, you know, Horace, I got to imagine, you know, for constitutional attorneys, law professors looking at this, I mean, this has to be like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. You just got to hear nails screeching. I mean, because this is just such an obliteration and abuse of our Constitution.
Well, as you said, there should, in fact, be a high bar for removal. At minimum, we ought to make sure that we can identify a particular federal statute that was violated. We ought to make sure that that violation of that federal statute would, in fact, if it applied to you and I, result in prison time. A claim that there is a influencing the authority of the president with another foreign actor is not sufficient. As you may know, collusion is in fact not a federal crime outside of the context of corporations getting together and engaging in price fixing. We understand that, but if collusion actually happened, if collusion was actually serious, where is the investigation of the Hillary Clinton campaign?
Exactly.
They clearly involved themselves with foreign parties, foreign governments, and clearly benefited in a way to affect the outcome. A conversation held with a head of state that references rise to that high level that we expect and understand from our founders is what's necessary to change the outcome of what the people of the United States have decided.
Horace, is it simply that the Democrats, and you can call it the deep state and everybody that supported Hillary Clinton, because you know that if Hillary Clinton would have been elected president, this would all have been a non-issue.
Yeah, we wouldn't have ever found out any of these details. But let's remember, when the President of the United States was not president, he had won the election, and we had all of the effort to try to get faithless electors. We had all of the efforts to try to get the House of Representatives to refuse to certify. When he was on Pennsylvania Avenue, heading to the Capitol, the signs were out, impeach him,
yes.
Impeach him. This vision is all about a failure to accept the outcome chosen by the American people. We're approaching a year away from an election to make that determination again by the American people. There is nothing that I have seen or witnessed that would change, in my mind, the view. Take this to the American people and let them make a decision.
Exactly. Well, the Democrats have done this from time to time. They've found a way to vacate, in this case, 63 million votes. They've been just pitching a fit, and it's been nonstop on this, over this whole situation. And meanwhile, what they're doing is creating chaos. And as, again, Torricelli had to, importantly point out, is the reason that we have these laws is it's an issue of stability. And what they have done, if they've destabilized the whole process. I mean, everything that the Democrats have been leading, whether it's this, so-called non-impeachment, it's destabilizing to the American people.
Oh, absolutely. I recommend that your listeners go to the Moody's.com website. They have three election projection devices, one with GDP, one based on personal job approval, and another based on your own personal finances. And they, each one of these projectional devices that they have, tools that they have, allow you to input your personal information and then see the outcome. And in all of them, the president is substantially, or in some degrees, overwhelmingly reelected. It is my view that others can understand that that's where we're heading, and they are attempting to give one side in this political debate more ammunition as a way to stymie that outcome.
If they do not, Horace, if the scenario is that President Trump gets reelected and Nancy Pelosi, in a sense, gets reelected, we're going to have four more years of this insanity?
Well, it's very likely that we're not going to see that particular outcome. As you saw in 1984, as you saw in 2004, what ends up happening is the party at the top of the ticket that's reelected is often effectively able to bring new supporters to the table. We are increasingly, and this is very true since 2000, been a single ticket voter instead of a ticket splitter. So if President Trump is handily reelected, it's likely that puts Nancy Pelosi out of work.
Mm-hmm. This could be a monumental landslide, and I say a time that the Democratic Party are going to find themselves at the bottom of the cliff, and a time for them to re-engineer themselves, because they're all in on this impeachment deal. They're all in allowing the left wing of the party to take them down, and this could be a real tough time for them in these years ahead.
Oh, absolutely. They promised they were going to do that after 2016, and they didn't. Let's hope that going forward, we have two agile parties looking out for the interests of America, not one trying
Amen.
To and the other undermining it.
Horace Cooper, now thank you, Horace. Has cut interest rates by 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $520. $28 $66 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Frustration among House Republicans concerning the continuing impeachment inquiry boiling over yesterday as a couple of dozen GOP members barged into the secure room where the depositions were being heard. They were complaining that Democrats are leading a secretive investigation.
Voting members of Congress are being denied access from being able to see what's happening behind these closed doors where they're trying to impeach the President of the United States.
That's Minority Whip Steve Scalise, the Louisiana Republican. Only members of three House committees that are conducting the inquiry, including Republican members of those panels, are allowed to take part in the depositions. Despite planned blackouts to reduce wildfire risk, the Kincaid Fire, being fueled by 70-mile-an-hour winds, is currently raging in California's wine country, forcing evacuations. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Ben Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth joins us, co-chair of the Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project, also founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Much continues, you know, with all the drumbeats of impeachment and Ukraine, and, you know, it's just an endless parade of insanity brought to you by the Beltway, Megan.
Yeah, and we can expect this insanity to continue, specifically after they hopefully lose the November election. What we witnessed this week was a dozen Republican, I believe, senator or House congressmen storm the Capitol demanding access to these super-secret Soviet-style impeachment hearings, and they should have every right to those hearings. When Andy Biggs and others are referring to these hearings as Soviet style, they hit the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm.
If Adam Schiff had any ounce of evidence, he wouldn't selectively leak a testimony that's coming out of these clandestine hearings or depositions. If Nancy Pelosi had the vote on the floor, she would immediately take this impeachment circus to the floor of the House and get the votes that she needs to impeach the president. All of these types of theatrics that we're witnessing that the Democrats are using, is nothing but smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's telling the American people, and many American people, Bill, and I'm sure you've seen some of the interviews across the heartland of this country,
mm-hmm.
Many Democrats know that this is a sham,
yeah, exactly.
And they're leaving the party.
Yeah, it's hard to argue. I mean, it's quite so obvious. The very thing that they themselves warned not that long ago, maybe even as short as a decade ago, I mean, they are reproducing. I mean, they're so unhinged that they can't even hold the foundational principles. And that's why people who were formerly aligned with the Democratic Party are saying, I just can't have anything to do with this. This is just way too crazy.
Well, right. And, you know, it's way too crazy. And I was watching some interviews conducted of a variety of people, independents, Democrats across Michigan, Ohio, Iowa, Massachusetts, even in Elizabeth Warren's backyard. And people are turned off by having their health care insurance ripped from them. Mm-hmm. You know, 150 million people will lose their health insurance that they've loved for years, specifically people that are older. I have their health insurance ripped from them should Medicaid or Medicare for All be the new to our healthcare system, because Obamacare was such a massive failure that the Democrats need to replace it with just a larger government program.
Right.
So people don't really want to lose their health insurance. They don't believe that everything's free. They don't believe that college should be free because they've worked all their lives and they understand that nothing is free and that everyone's taxes are going to be raised to pay for all of these free programs that the socialists are offering.
Exactly. And that's why Elizabeth Warren is holding out the reveal of what's going on. I mean, the analysts have estimated the numbers of trillions of dollars, 30 as high as $90 trillion to implement some of these policies that she's and Bernie Sanders, AOC, are presenting. And in the wake of doing that, as you say, you know, the parade that was once behind them is dwindling out. They have less and less people. And then by comparison, you see what Donald Trump is attracting. There's no doubt. No reason why these big Democratic donor and money machines are going, maybe this will be a bad investment, you know, to put it into the Democratic Party for the 2020 election.
Well, this isn't your parents or your grandfather's Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these aren't the Democrats that are championing ideas on behalf of the working men and women, specifically in the Rust Belt. I mean, the Democrats lost so badly in 2016 that now they're just talking about abolishing the Electoral College and not giving a voice to many of the union members and the middle-class Americans in the Rust Belt. They simply just want to rely on their blue havens of California and New York to win elections. And really, that's what their policies are. That's where their policies appeal to the most, are just the coastal elites, right?
Mm-hmm.
They aren't going to be impacted to a greater degree like many of the men and women across this country. And so as the Democrats shift further and further to the left and embrace socialist ideas and even champion and espouse socialist ideas, call themselves socialists, there's a much bigger middle for the Republicans to grab. And so what we are seeing specifically in polls are independents leaving the Democrat Party or being turned off by the agenda of the Democrats. Suburban women. We also have Hispanics who are polling at a 50% approval rating of this president. African Americans at close to 30%. And so the Democrats are seeing their base completely dwindle, and they also saw themselves lose really badly in Louisiana last year.
Exactly. Quite telling. No doubt about
it.
Well, as you say, the numbers, especially, you know, you look at these bifurcated numbers, you know, Black America, the numbers at 30%. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that it was projected that the Democratic Party could not win if they were to lose an African vote, you know, in double-digit numbers. Well, they're well past that. So this is a disaster. This is but you know, hey, look, to their point, as Jonathan Gruber, you mentioned Obamacare. Jonathan Gruber made it quite clear that, you know, the deplorables of America are just too stupid. And so this is why we got Obamacare, because we were too stupid to understand how much they were lying to us.
Yeah, and the exact quote, and thank you for bringing that up, because it's one of my favorites. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
The Democrats relied on the stupidity of the American people to pass Obamacare. That's how little the Democrats think of the American people when they have to use the press and even lie to the American people to manipulate the perception, to deceive the American people. They need people to be stupid in order to get their policies passed.
Well, this is a fact pattern. This is what they do. This is why they close doors. They have meetings behind closed doors in the dark of night and, you know, leak out, you know, at their convenience and at their direction, you know, just select morsels and tidbits of information, anything that could possibly make the president look bad and for him to be injured going into the 2020 election, which even, you know, Doug Schoen, you know, quality, what I would refer to as quality Democratic strategists who are just wincing over this and just going, this is not the way to run America or demonstrate to Americans that you are worthy of leadership.
Right, and so it's kind of surprising that Nancy Pelosi wants to basically commit Harry Caray on this Ukrainian impeachment theory, but by all means, don't let me get in the way of the sword.
Right.
And when you look at how impeachment polls... Americans don't want to go through this process.
No.
And I think what Nancy Pelosi is going to realize, hopefully come November, after Donald Trump delivers a crushing defeat, that he's not only going to take the presidency, keep the Senate, but I believe that we also have a chance to take the House.
Well, we need to take the House. If he does not take the House, we've got four more years of this insanity.
That's right. That's correct. The American people realize that. If we don't take the House, we will have another 4 years of this theater, this political theater, that has literally log-jammed any sort of legislation getting done between the House and the Senate.
Right. No trade policy, no USMCA, no infrastructure. Go down the list. It all fades in significance. Go ahead.
USMCA has been sitting on Nancy Pelosi's desk for a year, 1 year. There is no reason that a negotiation should take that long. And like I said, the American people are much wiser than Nancy Pelosi needs them to be.
Exactly. Well, you've got USMCA. Japan has already said, look, we're ready to make a deal. Who was the other one that also said that they were ready to go? We got Japan, South Korea. So you start dealing, you start making these trade deals. Well, what kind of pressure does that put on China and a couple of other, you know, European countries that are yet to seal the deal with, you know, with a country that, and I don't blame them in part for thinking, okay, well, do we make a deal with Donald Trump with, you know, some understanding that America may be under new management, but they're misunderstanding what's going on in the polls, and they're buying into, you know, some of these very prejudicial polls, because we got a poll here recently, Megan, to your point, that all signs are pointing to a runaway win, as one pundit said, as many as 48 states for Trump.
Yeah, and I wouldn't doubt that. The only two states that he might lose again is like California and New York, you know.
We got to go to break. We've got more for Megan after this. Stay with us.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
When you have
have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your soul.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our guest continues with us, Megan Barth, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She's the co-chair of the Red Wave America Pack and the Media Quality Project. Well, Megan, I got to figure that John Brennan and Clapper are shaking a bit in their boots here as the reports are coming out. And these aren't leaked reports. This is just good reporting and follow-up on what has been going on with the John Durham and Bill Barr investigation. It is no longer focused just here in this country. I mean, they're overseas. And the reason that it's being extended, because we've been told for the last several weeks, okay, by this next Friday, by this next Friday. And it keeps getting extended because they're pulling on strings and realizing, whoa, wait a minute, there is more here, and they're still overseas looking into this. And then Brennan kind of goes, well, you know, I understand, you know, they want to talk to me. You better believe it, so you better get ready and lawyer up.
That's right. And the expanded scope of the counterintelligence operation, the investigation into the origins of the Barack Obama spygate, if you will, spying on innocent Americans in and around the Trump campaign, including candidate Trump himself. When Bill Barr and I'm sorry, his
John
name
Durham.
Is
John Durham.
Thank you, Durham. I always want to call him Grisham, but that's the author. When Bill Barr and Durham went over to Rome, they uncovered quite a bit more. And so the Democrats want to talk about foreign interference in our elections, and Trump was using a quid pro quo to dig up dirt on his political opponent. That's exactly what the Democrats did. They engaged intelligence resources, spies, if you will, informant from Australia, from Italy, from the UK, and from a variety of parts of the world, using their power and leverage of our allies in order to enlist many of, for example, Christopher Steele. Remember the Steele dossier?
Exactly.
The nail in the coffin? Yes, he was a British agent, and he was also working with Russian agents in order to craft that piece of fiction that kept us tied up for 2 years and cost $40 million. And so Bill Barr is doing his investigative work in order to get to the bottom of the corruption of the past administration with the help of Durham. Mm-hmm. And he's gone overseas to do it. And he has an expanded window now.
Exactly.
To look into a much wider wider cause.
Well, you talk about this fantasy make-believe dossier that they put together. It makes you wonder if Adam Schiff wasn't, part author in it, because it definitely smacks of the extreme and one's imagination. I guess if nothing else, what we realize is Adam Schiff's future may not be necessarily as an attorney. Maybe he'll be a novelist or something.
A good actor, and I guess you need to be a pretty good actor to be a politician. But let's not forget who delivered the dossier to Adam Schiff and others, and that was John McCain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's the thing, and that's quite stinging, especially for Donald Trump, because what John McCain is complicit with in terms of the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, the deep state apparatchik is. He's all involved and complicit in this coup. I mean, there's just no, there's just no patty caking around it, Megan. I mean, what they tried to do and what they're trying to do is to delegitimize a legitimately elected president of the United States. They want to evaporate 63 million votes. That takes a lot of nerve.
Yes, it does take a lot of nerve, a lot of hubris. And again, they believe that 63 million people are stupid or that we're racist. But they fail to realize that many of those 63 million people were ex-Democrats. Much like there were Ronald Reagan Democrats, there are Trump Democrats. And when we look at the special elections in North Carolina and the special election in Louisiana that just happened last week, I believe that these elections are the harbinger of things to come in November. And I also believe that the Democrats have a very strong possibility, God willing, of losing the House.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump tweeted out this week that the Republicans are focusing on getting the House back.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to.
Absolutely.
He also said on the stump this week that there were many Republicans that were against him, but we are getting rid of them, he said.
Mm-hmm.
So cleaning up the deep state not only means defeating the Democrats, but it also means getting some Republicans out of the way as well.
Well, Pierre Delecto needs to figure out what side he's on, because if he's not on, the Trump train, then what does he expect? What does he think he's going to get from Chuck Schumer?
Well, and, this is the Pierre Delecto, the French pseudonym of Mitt Romney. I'm surprised Hillary Clinton hasn't called him a French asset yet. John Kerry came out, behind Mitt Romney after he was discovered to be Pierre Delecto.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising. What's the most concerning, and I've dealt with Republicans like this, I've outed Republicans like this, specifically in California, is that they use the Republican resources in order to get elected, meaning they use the money of the RNC, they use the time and sweat and tears of all of the volunteers that are working the phones for them, that are walking precincts, and then they turn around and they stab all those people in the back, including the RNC, by just pilfering through an already tight budget. And so Mitt Romney, the millionaire or billionaire that he is a user.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Using the RNC, he used the Republican Party, he used Republican volunteers, and then he has the guts, or I should say he doesn't even have the spine, to run in a state outside of Utah to get elected as senator, because he'd likely lose.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he was up at the trough begging Trump for the Secretary of State position, begged for his endorsement, which he received, and then, as any snake would, he went back into hiding, creates a pseudonym, and is basically, anti-Trump, even though he'll use the RNC and Trump to his advantage.
What a lack of courage. I mean, and that is the revealing aspect, and not only of Mitt Romney, but other rhinos, as you say, who take advantage of the RNC, are willing to go in and pilfer their treasury, pretending to be Republicans, and then go in and become rhinos. I mean, look, voters have to be wiser all the more, not only in terms of the Democrats that they put into office, but particularly the Republicans, to make sure that they are definitely all in. I will say, this is what we appreciated so much about the Tea Party movement, Megan, is that most of the Tea Party entrants, the ones that were supported and backed by the Tea Party, they were pretty much faithful. I think there's very few that you could choose to say, you know, turned into rhinos. They were there with, you know, on a mission. They've stayed the course for the most part. And, you know, the thing is that we, the people, need to send reinforcements to this president, to other, you know, able-bodied Republicans who are fighting for conservative causes and that are willing to fall on their sword and not buckle, because this is the thing that President Trump has brought to bear in terms of the perspective of the Beltway. He's not beholden to K Street. He's not beholden to the traditions of the D.C. machinations, and that's what's freaking them out, because they don't have the pullers on this president, and this is why Main Street loves Donald Trump.
That's right. And you said the voters need to be smarter. But, you know, the voters are only voting on who is put before them, right? And so they had, I think, somewhat, as we all did, a blind trust in who the RNC was picking to run in local, state, and national elections. We were forced. McCain was forced down our throats. Mm-hmm. Romney was forced down our throats. In California, for example, Schwarzenegger was forced down our throats. Matt Whitman. And so the RNC had a bad picker for a while until Trump came along. They were being led around the nose by the consultant class of being told that only moderates could win elections, which is interesting, isn't it? Because they run on conservative ideals.
Exactly. Well, even with Donald Trump was such a force, Megan, I'm not sure that I would agree that the RNC picked Donald Trump.
I'm saying that they didn't.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay.
No. The RNC did not pick Donald Trump. There were 16 people on that stage, and the RNC would have been happy to pick Jeb Bush.
Yes, right. Okay. All right. Well, we're seeing the same thing. I was misunderstanding what you were saying then. But you're exactly right. Yeah. But the deal is that he has brought, you know, fresh energy to conservatism and the Republican Party. And it's up for them, as we've been saying. You know, these guys got to decide, and these ladies have to decide. And that's the other thing, too, is I'm excited to see more women Republicans, you know, getting into the fray of things, because, you know, there's a disproportionate number of female Democrats as opposed to female Republicans. I believe we need, and we've got plenty of quality Republican women that can participate in the debate. And I'm excited to see what they can do, and we need to support that.
Well, absolutely. You know, the Women for Trump movement is a movement that is gaining momentum across the country. You know, we can look at what we're going through now with Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and all of the, you know, division that's going on. And we can thank suburban women for that, because in the midterms, suburban women came out in droves and voted for Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
However, they're waking up, thankfully, because when you look at the polling of suburban women, they've flipped. I mean, they've done a complete 180.
Yes.
A complete 180, whereby they are also leaving the Democrat Party. We don't want to go through these political theatrics in this division again for four more years.
Enough is enough. So, there's no doubt. Yeah,
yes,
exactly. We got to leave it there to be continued. Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. And Ms. Megan, remind everybody where they can go.
They can go to my website, ReaganBabe.com, sign up for my newsletter. It's delivered every Saturday morning in your inbox. It'll get you caught up with everything that we've talked about today and more.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens
to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if...